Hey guys, Omar Osman here. Welcome to my new YouTube channel. On this channel, I'm going to be doing book reviews, but not in the traditional way. I'll be doing three lessons that I've learned from a book in 3 minutes. Today we're doing three lessons in 3 minutes from the book Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. And Ryan Holiday, by the way, has quickly turned into one of my favorite authors. He's got a couple of other books, Trust Me, I'm Lying and The Obstacle is the Way. I'll be reviewing those later as well, but let's dive into this one for right now. Lessons that self-awareness is the most critical skill a person can master. Holiday talks about in the book how a lot of us grow up with an entitlement mentality that if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. And what this does is it actually makes us weaker and it creates an entitlement to success where we think that we deserve for something to happen to us and we're not willing to put in the work. Instead, he says that we have to be very critically self-aware. What are we good at? Where are our weaknesses? And be focused on the process. Be action and education focused, but be iterative. Not having these very large visions about what we're going to succeed at, but be action and education oriented. The second lesson is that without the right values, success will fail. And he talks about how a lot of people, as they move to the top, they look back at their past with almost like a revisionist history. And they make themselves out to be these mythological figures that have accomplished all these great things and that they can do no wrong. They've accomplished all these amazing things and now everyone else around them is wrong and they're right and they've essentially drunk their own Kool-Aid. And so what you have to do instead is make sure that you have values driving you. Instead of telling the story about yourself and making yourself the hero about what you've accomplished and what you've overcome, your focus about your story should actually be your values. My integrity, my ethics, the things that I do on a day-to-day basis, that's where I'm focused on, not the narcissistic, egotistic version of myself. And the last lesson that I wanted to share is he says that we have to change the definition of success. And he says we have to change the definition of success to process instead of outcomes. And he gives a great example. The New England Patriots famously drafted Tom Brady with the very last pick in the NFL draft. He wasn't a first rounder or a second rounder or a third rounder, and now he's gone on to win multiple Super Bowls. Now, the Patriots could easily say, well, that's great. We succeeded. We hit the ultimate outcome. We got a multiple Super Bowl winning quarterback. But he said when they did that, they actually went focused on the process, that what was broken in our drafting system, that we overlooked him for 5 or 6 rounds and didn't draft him. That's the three lessons for today. Make sure you hit subscribe and the like button. See you in the next video.